welcome to Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. I am so excited to have Mayor Kevin Cole hanging out with us today. Y'all, this is the mayor of Pearland. So thankful that you were able to come hang out with us today.
Yeah, it's an honor, Betsy, to talk about issues affecting our world, talking about our Lord, how those interact and mix together. This will be fun.
It's going to be so fun. Now, listen, I've known Kevin since before he was mayor, and your sweet wife, Lisa, took care of my twins that are 18 now when they were like 16 at Heritage Christian Academy back in the day. And you have family here at Sagemont.
I do.
One of your sons and daughter-in-law and grandbabies are here at Sagemont with us. And so very much enjoy Kevin and his whole family, which, okay, four kids,
four adult children.
Three boys, one girl?
Three boys, one girl. Our girl's the baby.
Yes.
Yep. And she just turned 29.
Baby.
Right.
I love it.
Right. She's still my baby girl.
Absolutely. Forever.
Forever.
Ever and always.
And she has a baby girl that just turned one. Yes. They share a birthday.
Do they really?
They do.
I did not know that. That's adorable.
Yeah. She was born at like 10 o'clock at night and two more hours, and it would have been, you know, two different dates.
But yeah.
Yeah. So I told my daughter, I said, yeah, for at least the next 18 years, never expect another birthday.
That's right. It's going to be your daughter's. It is Sage's birthday from
That's
now
correct.
On.
That's correct. And we had a big blowout yesterday at the house
so
and all
fun.
That.
So. Okay. So how many grandkids?
So we have 13 grandkids.
13.
Yeah. 13. And
You're living the dream.
It is so much fun. It is loud. It's crazy. It's chaos, but it's controlled chaos most of the time.
Yeah.
So we're downstairs. We have a pool at the house. We do Sunday fun days during the summer. Everybody loving it. We have a game room upstairs. It's actually the playroom now. And we just kind of listen. Okay. Yeah, nobody's getting hurt. Nobody's crying. Okay. Everything's fine. They'll just totally destroy it. But they all put it. But they know. They can't go home unless they put it back
That's
together.
That's great.
So they put it all
See?
Back together.
There you,
you
go.
Know. Of course, they don't put it back to Lisa's
No,
standards.
You have to go back in and re-get it right. But the fact that they try
Her OCD-ness
is great.
Will get to She has to go up there and she has to fix it all
I get
back
it.
Together.
I get it. You want it. You're a certain way.
Yeah.
But okay, so how long have you been mayor?
So I was I was elected in November of 2020. Normally our elections in Pearland are in May. That was COVID year.
Yes.
They moved everything to November, so we went from, you know, the small little ballot to the big boy ballot,
okay.
You know, with the presidential election. So was elected in early November, took office. We were sworn in somewhere around the 15th or 17th. I can't remember what day. So we're coming up on 4 years.
Okay.
Ran for re-election in 23, didn't have an opponent. So I highly encourage, if you run for office, if you can get it with no opponent, that is
nice.
The way to go.
It's the best way to do it. And some of y'all know, but you might not. My dad was mayor of Alvin for 9 years, and y'all overlapped a little bit. And so I would get kind of the family side of mayor and politics and all that. 1 year he ran against somebody was not so fun. Another year he didn't, and it was great.
Paul's a great guy. He was a great friend as a mayor. Yeah. Great guy.
I like him.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. But so I really asked you to come today. To talk about, yes, and I will tell y'all right off the bat so you don't turn us off before you even listen. We're not talking about who to vote for or who's running or any of that kind of stuff. But I did want to just talk to you about the world almost looks at politics and says, and looks at it and goes, well, Jesus isn't any part of politics. There's no way he's involved in that. And I can look at people I know in politics and go, well, Jesus is in you, and you're in politics, so he's there. But just talk a little bit about when people have that opinion. How do you combat that?
Well, first off, Jesus is in our world, okay? Also, as Christians, we know what the world really represents and who controls the world. Satan does.
Yeah.
Satan does. And so if you are going to remove Christians, if you're going to remove the church completely away from the political arena, then 100% of it will be controlled and dominated by Satan himself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Period. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so it has a tendency to get ugly. It has a tendency to get all of that. And why? Well, who controls it? And so I just think back to we're to be salt and light. that's who we are to be as mm-hmm. Christians. If we are not shining the light where we are supposed to be shining the light, who will? No one.
Right.
It'll be dark. And if we're not sprinkling salt, what's it gonna taste like? So if anybody wonders that, that's why. And having said that, though, Betsy, there's a lot of good people who could be tremendous assets for the public and for the public good, but they don't run because of the nastiness.
Sure.
They just don't want to be put into that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look at it in my life. I've been involved in the political arena for over 30 years now. And I look at it. People ask me, why do you do this?
Right.
And so just like a pastor gets called to a church or a pastor gets called into ministry, mm-hmm. I believe people who are doing it for the right reasons are actually called to the arena to be salt and light, mm-hmm. to be a difference. Does that mean that we agree on every issue that comes down the pipe? No.
No.
Never will.
No.
That's just not going to happen because people have their opinion. But it's how do you treat people? How do you go through the process?
Mm-hmm.
How do you make decisions? What leads you in making the decisions?
Yeah.
And those types of things. And so that's, for me, that's why I'm in the middle of it, because God's called me to do that. And one day he may say, enough.
Sure.
And you're done.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to be obedient and say, you know, I can't imagine if I said no all these years.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, when you tell him no.
Yes. That's not a wise move.
It's not a good thing.
No. And I think so often in our world today, people are seeking comfort and they don't like the uncomfortable.
Right.
And God never called us to comfort.
Right.
He really called us to uncomfortable, to be in those harder situations so you can share him.
Right.
And people get caught up in, but that's not comfortable.
And I will tell you, my life as mayor, there's not a lot of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
I get hit with a lot of things. You have to be involved in a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, I love the job.
Yeah.
I love it because I do believe there's a difference being made.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's a difference being made in leadership in our city, decision making, and how we go through the decision making process, how we care for people, how we respond to the public and our constituents. You know, I do my dead level best to return emails as soon as I get them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have people that are shocked, wow, what a quick response. And we try to close those loops and those gaps and all of those kind of things. And that's just doing it for the right reason, right?
So many people I hear all the time say, why should I vote? My vote doesn't make a difference. My one little vote doesn't make a difference.
Oh, I tell you what, I wish I had the list of all the different elections that were won or lost by one vote. And let me tell you a local story.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in Pearland, but it's in Dickinson.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so in Dickinson, about 3 or 4 years ago, they had a mayor's race.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was in 2020, same year. So it ended up in a runoff.
Mm-hmm.
And the runoff election, so 2020, both of them got 1,010 votes. There was 2020 votes cast.
Oh, how crazy.
Both had 10-10.
Okay. Wow.
And it came to a coin toss.
What?
They literally pulled
that's
the coin
out. That's like the way you do it?
And that's what they did. So they won or lost off of a heads or a tails. So if people don't think their vote matters.
And you think about the city of Dickinson, it's got a lot more than 2,020 people living in it, you know?
Right.
And so it does. It makes a huge
difference.
And
so you don't have to go somewhere in the country. You can go to Dickinson, Texas, and you can would one vote have mattered?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so right now, you know, register to vote,
mm-hmm.
make sure. And then probably when y'all are watching this, it's actually go vote.
Right.
It's so important. Why as believers should we take the time, learn about candidates, take time out of our day or our weekend to go and vote in elections?
I believe you have a responsibility to do it. Not just a duty to your country or duty to your local,
mm-hmm.
but I think we have a responsibility as Christians. Again, I go back to salt and light. As Christians, we have the opportunity mm-hmm. to to put into office, or at least vote for people into office that we believe have the right moral fiber, that have the right direction, that mm-hmm. have the right thinking. Forget about the issues for just a second. Somebody that is committed to Christ, somebody that has committed their life there, if they are truly there, mm-hmm. then that's the type of people I would think we want making decisions. Again, and I'll tell people, I am not perfect.
No.
I am not perfect.
Sure.
I make mistakes every day.
If we were perfect, we wouldn't need Jesus.
Right, correct.
We need him. Yeah.
And this side of the second coming, this side of heaven, yeah. you know, there's going to be sin because Satan
Absolutely.
Is in this world. And I go back to, if Christians are not doing it, and if Christians don't get educated and go to the polls, mm-hmm. who is?
Yes.
Think of the alternative.
Such a good point. Yep.
Think of the alternative.
Yep.
And that's who's voting. And I don't want non-Christian world, I don't want Satan, I don't want that element deciding mm-hmm. everything for us.
Yeah, to taking the time
right.
to go and do it. And I think it is important to, getting information in our world right now, one, seems so easy because it's at the tip of your fingers, but also it's so skewed mm-hmm. all over the place. And so getting information from reliable sources, and you have to work at it.
You do. And I will tell you, now with AI,
yes,
it's going to be
oh my
even
gosh
harder.
The video I saw of President Trump, former President Trump, in the floodwaters handing out food, and I was like, does anybody think this is real? Like, and probably some people do. Like, right. he was this high in floodwaters right. right. handing out loaves of bread. And I was like, right. that's AI. Right. That's not real.
So
it's scary.
So that's a whole new and complete nuance that's coming into the political arena.
Yes.
I mean, somebody could be up and they have a mock debate saying all kinds of crazy and
yes.
wild stuff, and it's AI driven.
Yes.
So getting information, getting accurate information has always been difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You do have, you know, the different media types that like to sway. And I mean, you have a political opinion out there and you have to read through that.
Yeah.
But now you've got this computer generated, you know, side of things. And even going and seeing someone's resume, I've got a website. You can go look at that. We wrote it. Of course it's going to be good to
right,
us, right?
Yes.
But that's who you are. I mean, part of a political campaign, and it's interesting. I told a gentleman who's thinking about running for office, and he's been picking my brain a little bit about a few things. And I said, a campaign is nothing but a large marketing campaign.
Yeah.
And the product is you. And so you have to get people, and you have to get people to vote. You have mm-hmm. to get people to mm-hmm. buy you, right? Buy.
Yeah.
They're buying into you and your ideas. And I said, that's all that a political campaign is. Yeah. And the higher you go, it's just bigger, broader, yeah. grander, you know, type of thing. And I mean, you get to the presidential election and it's literally the Super Bowl. If you think about the Super Bowl mm-hmm. and the ads mm-hmm. and all the stuff
yes.
that goes on, it's the Super Bowl of elections.
Yeah.
You know, we're the warm up. We're the warm up games.
Well, and what's so crazy is that having to, again, I think, look at that and not get frustrated by it.
Right.
You know, from the outside looking in and going, well, you're just bragging about yourself a whole lot. Well, I kind of have to tell you the good things about me
yeah.
and what I'm doing well. And I think even maybe especially for believers, because we know we're supposed to be humble in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's finding that balance of like, okay, I can be humble in spirit and still be proud of what I've done and what the
hard.
Lord has done in
yeah.
me.
It's hard. I don't like talking about myself.
Yeah.
I don't like talking about and trying to say, oh, I'm the best person for the job. I don't like doing that because
yeah.
that's really not who I am. I'd rather go and do
right.
and then let other people go, yeah, he's doing what he
right.
said he would do. But at the same time, accountability. Here's the other thing. If Christians are not involved in the political arena as office holders, candidates, and voting, then where does the accountability
mm-hmm.
go? Do we really believe that the dark side of our world, that those forces are going to hold each other
right.
accountable? No, they're not going to hold themselves accountable.
Right.
We hold ourselves accountable, and that's okay. That's a good thing. The other thing about when you know people get, well, they're worried. Well, I've been reading a lot about worry lately because I have a tendency to worry.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tendency to take those things on. And I got just slapped right upside the head yesterday in reading something. And worry is from Satan.
Yeah.
So don't worry.
Yeah.
Go be and do and be involved in the process. Allow God to be God.
Yeah.
Boy, we don't like that, right? Because we like to control.
We do like control. We like to and fixing the things and taking care of
we
it.
We like that. But instead, yeah. Go just and one of the things that I've learned is as a mayor over the last 4 years, I'm a different person today than I was 4 years ago.
Sure.
And when I ran for office 4 years ago, I was a different person than I was 5 years before that.
Mm-hmm.
As Christians, we hope that we progress. I don't like to use the word evolve, but we move in a direction.
Absolutely.
We're moving closer and closer to Christ the older we get.
Mm-hmm.
That's just spiritual maturity.
Every one of us should
and,
be. Yeah.
And hopefully, and I've had people say, you're not the same guy you were 10 years ago. Mm. Good.
I know. You're like, thank goodness. That's what I'm trying.
Good.
That's what we're going for.
And no, then I stop and I go, do you like this one better?
I know. Right? Which way? Yes. Hopefully getting better each
right,
day, each
right.
day. So when you say, you know, God tells us don't worry over and over and over in Scripture, God says don't worry. How do you, not necessarily as mayor, but just as Kevin Cole, mm-hmm. with elections coming up, war in Israel, hurricane that just came through and another one that's getting ready to come through, and just so many things that in human would go, I have lots to worry about.
Right.
And that's not just, I mean, then you take the inside your house and just, you know, your normal things.
Yeah.
What do you have any practices or tips that you would say, like, this is something I've learned to help me actually not worry?
Yeah. So for me personally, it goes back to when I ran in this position. I went to a group and it's an accountability group for me. And so I'm just going to talk a little bit personal about me and my walk and how we walked through that campaign,
mm-hmm.
knowing attacks, jabs,
lies.
You know,
oh my gosh.
Arrows.
Ugh.
You know,
yeah, it's hard.
One thing about pioneers, what did they get? You know, they were the first in.
Mm-hmm.
They also got shot at.
Yeah.
They had arrows thrown at them. And so when you run for these types of positions and whatnot, I mean, you have people that, for whatever reason, they attack you, they throw
mm-hmm.
barbs at you.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes back to worrying. So when things happen, you're like, man, I don't know if I want to come out on this. Or I don't know. You begin that worry. Okay. So knowing that, and again, served on council for 9 years.
Right.
I knew a little bit about what I was getting into, right? So I went to a group of five men in my church, my pastor and others, and I put together an accountability group
awesome.
For me, okay? And I went to them individually, and then I eventually just put them in a little text group,
mm-hmm.
and which technology can be great that way. And I said, I need you five praying for me every day. I need you five to hold me accountable mm-hmm. to my words and my actions. Do it in the spirit of love, and as we're taught. I said, please don't just, you know, slap at me.
Right.
But if there's something I'm doing mm-hmm. that you don't agree with, hold me accountable
mm-hmm.
to that. Because here's what I want to do. I want to run a campaign that is above the fray. I want to run one that people can say that. And at the same time, I'm going to be walking through a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And during that process, I need people that I can draw on a moment's notice to pray for me.
Right. Yes.
And so the worry, the more we let go and allow people to pray, let go mm-hmm. and allow God to just take control,
mm-hmm.
the less worry you have. And that's not easy because we like to control things.
Yeah.
And I tell people, I am a control freak and I like to control. And so where I've learned over the last 4 or 5 mm-hmm. years is to let go more and more and more. So instead of a tight grip, I have a loose grip
mm-hmm.
and hopefully one day it's this, you know. And so what that's and so the last 4 or 5 years, this group has still been there.
That's awesome.
And we don't have the interactions like we did when it was going through the campaign, but I still have those interactions.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm feeling this. I feel the weight of the world
right.
on me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel an attack on me. I feel Satan coming against me. I mean, we've had things happen in our family,
mm-hmm.
In our finances, and everything else during this. And that's not God doing it.
Right.
This is all coming from Satan. And so, you know, that's the other part of it. Christians, if you want Christians in office and you want people making good ethical decisions
mm-hmm.
and all of those kind of things, then get on your hands and knees and pray for your leaders because they are being attacked.
Yeah.
Period. Especially your committed Christians are mm-hmm. being attacked mm-hmm. by Satan this very moment. So pray for them.
Yeah.
Pray for their protection. Pray for their families. Pray for their finances. Pray for their mental side that they're not worrying about
right.
all of this mm-hmm. and they can focus.
Yeah. I love the, I never put together the worrying, but man, if we're just vulnerable mm-hmm. about the fact that we are worrying mm-hmm. with other believers mm-hmm. and have some of that accountability, man, mm-hmm. that can make a huge difference.
Huge. And the other thing is, this is a group that I can go to mm-hmm. in complete confidence.
Right.
Complete confidence and share yeah. my vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
Right? Because the last thing we want is a politician or a leader that's vulnerable. Ooh, they've got to be strong. They've got to be, yeah. you know, all this. And so there's that public side. But then, I mean, there are times. But I also have an incredible family.
Yeah.
And I would tell you, for anybody that's even thinking about getting into this, if your family's not 100% on board,
yeah.
don't even think about
yeah.
it. Because you know this, mm-hmm. the family actually takes the attacks harder than the
sure.
than the person does.
Absolutely.
And so you have to talk them off the ledge sometimes. But more importantly, when the attacks come, it's just, I need somebody to blow that steam off.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you need to do is be out in public and
right.
and that buildup is mm-hmm. there. Because again, if you think about it, if you think anybody that's running for office somehow, some way is no longer human—
It's
you're
not,
kidding. You're kidding yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You're kidding yourself.
Yeah. It's like it's what we do with pastors.
Sure.
Oh, they're not human. Yeah. They're not gonna have a bad day. They're not gonna
perfect.
You know.
All the time.
And it's just oh gosh no. And again, weren't thank goodness the expectation Jesus has for us isn't perfection.
Right.
We would fail miserably right. over and over and over again, and He is right. so gracious.
Right.
And so then if Jesus isn't expecting it of us, man, we shouldn't. Expected of each other.
Right. And I look at the and our political landscape, when you look at the national side, I mean it's beyond crazy
sure.
on the national arena. What you happen at the local level, I think it's real. 70% of all politics is local anyway. The parts of your life where the government really affects your life mm-hmm. is local. It's not the federal government.
What an interesting thing to okay. think about.
But yet all of our focus is on that,
mm-hmm.
okay? I've never known the federal government to deliver water, to deliver sewer services, to do
right.
policing and fire,
mm-hmm.
you know, parks and all those kinds. They don't deal with that. They help fund some of it,
yeah.
but they don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, this is the part that affects your life
yeah.
on a daily basis.
Yeah.
If you don't have clean drinking water, you can't live.
Right.
And so the federal government doesn't deliver that. But yet we spend so much time and effort, you know. And then here's the other thing. We always hear people, I just wish, you know, the president or my senator or my congressman could just be real. And I stop people and I go, are you sure?
Yeah.
Because the instant they are real
mm-hmm.
and they go and apologize. We always want our elected officials, if something happens, hey, we messed up.
Right.
They just come clean. We messed up. Can you imagine if they went into a press conference and go, you know what? You're right. We messed up. Here comes
yeah.
everyone bashing and jumping on top of them. Instead, we should be going, thank you for
yeah.
being real.
Yeah.
Thank you for setting it straight. Thank you for doing all those kind of things. Because they're human.
Mm-hmm.
They're human. They're going to make mistakes.
Right.
And so it's funny, we have this expectation, but then when someone does it.
Yeah. You're like, wait, no, I don't really.
We throw rocks
yeah.
at them. Right.
Absolutely. Gosh.
Right.
So election is coming up
yep.
soon. And there are lots of local elections.
Lots.
I mean, drive around. There's signs everywhere. Mm-hmm. Again, get informed mm-hmm. about your city, about your county,
mm-hmm.
where you live. Don't just go and vote for president
right.
this year. Like, really open it up and look at everything that's going on.
Understand the ballot. I mean,
yeah.
people will go in, they'll vote for president, they'll vote for senator, and they'll vote for Congress, and then they'll just fold it up and,
yeah.
and go. And again, your county commissioners,
mm-hmm.
your sheriffs, your judges at the county level, all the way down, matter. They matter big time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones
mm-hmm.
that are there day in and day out.
Yeah.
It's not your congressman, it's not your senator, it's not your president that is in a courtroom.
Right.
You know, delivering, you know,
yeah.
judicial services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah. go vote. Go vote. Get informed.
Yeah.
And then go vote. And then I think you and I would both say the most important thing we can do right now is pray.
Absolutely.
Just pray for just all the people that are running, that people will go vote. And then also just thank the Lord for the peace that we can have, because he's in control of it all.
Right.
He knows the outcome. He knows what's going to happen. He's not surprised.
Right. Pray for discernment. If you're really torn on who to vote for, seek him, seek God's discernment on some of these races. Mm-hmm. Don't wait until election day to go get your information.
Yeah.
Start now. Get your information together. Go. You can, wherever you're at, you can go to that county website, mm-hmm. And get the election information. You can get a sample ballot. Mm-hmm. The ballots are set. You can go get a sample ballot right now. Print it out. You can have it there so you know every single race.
Right.
And you can spend time going through. And if you have a question about somebody, reach out.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. And if they're not responding,
that's a good answer. It's an answer.
It's an answer. Okay.
For
it gives you, it gives you some direction. Okay.
Absolutely.
And you know, give them a day or three to get back. But at the same time, go seek the information. Mm-hmm. And if you just don't know in a particular race, seek discernment. Mm-hmm. Ask, as you're going through this, just ask God to unveil to you the people that have the same values that you do in a race, that you figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, go ask questions. I mean, your dad's been in this, and we go to campaign forums, candidate forums, nobody shows.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're wondering, well, why can't I get information? Well, and so be informed.
Yeah. Know what's going on. Do the thing. Show up.
Yeah.
It really is out there for you.
It is.
It really, really is.
And candidates want to hear from you.
Yes. Yeah.
Contrary to what you think, they actually want to hear from
you. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. It makes a huge difference.
Huge difference.
Listen, most people that I know personally that are in office, running for office, those kinds of things, they're doing it because they care about people.
They do.
It's because they care about the people around them.
Yeah. The ulterior motive gets revealed pretty quick.
Very quick.
In an elected official. You can see it. You can spot it. They'll run here and all of a sudden, there's a change, and you can see it, you can feel it, and you know it.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it, and I'll just leave it at that. And it's concerning when it happens, but there's ways to certainly deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, you talked about praying right now. Again, not knowing exactly the date that this has been airing, Helene. Hurricane Helene has just left a path of destruction on the eastern part of our United States. We have friends and neighbors in the eastern part of the United States that are hurting.
Yeah.
There are people who have lost loved ones in this.
Absolutely.
They've lost a ton of property.
Yeah.
We need to pray for that area, that it be restored.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pray for the governmental side, the nonprofits and others. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground
stuff
over there.
Yep.
And if you feel inclined, I mean, send some money to Samaritan's Purse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you can find it online and do that.
Southern Baptists have Send Relief, which is another one. So, there's great organizations out there.
Get it out there, and those dollars will get to people in need. And then Milton, and again, not knowing exactly where we're shooting this,
it's coming.
Is gearing up and probably going to hit Florida here in a couple of days. And right now, it is a big, big, big storm. So pray for anybody in that path. And if it's already passed, there's going to be destruction there. So let's pray for those folks as they walk through it. We went through Beryl.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that. That was a Cat 1 storm.
Right.
Just imagine if it would have been a Cat 3 or a Cat 4, what we would have dealt with. And so pray for that. Pray for our elections. Pray for our elected officials.
Yes.
Pray for our country. Pray for unity.
Mm-hmm.
There is enough divisive. And where does division come from?
Yeah.
Where does division come from? And again, as Christians, if we're not in the mix, we're going to have more and more division.
Yeah.
So enter into the arena as a voter. If you feel inclined to be in leadership, seek God and allow God to lead, God, and direct you.
Yeah. And guys, I will say this. Kevin's Mayor Pearland, he's a busy guy. But if you reach out to him and just say, I have some questions or I have concerns, mm-hmm. he'll find time yep. to sit down and share with you and talk with you. So he's a, yep. he's a great resource as well. And so know that he's available yeah. for that. But I so appreciate you coming yeah, thank today. You. It was yeah. super fun. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Y'all, go vote.
Yeah.
Go vote. It's time. Go vote. Be a part of the process. And listen, when you walk into that voting booth, Jesus is going right in there with you. That's and so, it. Amen. We love that. Yes. So have a great afternoon, morning, evening, whenever you're listening. And we will see you next time on Table Talk.
Thank you.